Let's take some calls here as they line up and see how many people we can help. Let's start with Jeremy in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, I was calling. My daughter's dealt with some depression issues, and the counselor wants to put her on an antidepressant, and my wife and I are not fond of chemical medications in any way. I was calling to find out if there was any kind of supplements that we could go that route instead of antidepressants.
Okay, well, there's two things you have to appreciate. Number one is absorption of nutrients. The other one are nutrients to help prevent these kind of behaviors and issues. The brain requires all 90 essential nutrients, and when you're missing this one particular one, and there was a big, big study on 27 counties in the state of Texas, and half those 27 counties had very high levels of schizophrenia, manic depression, bipolar disease, autism, PTSD, paranoia, all those kinds of suicidal behaviors, domestic violence, and even things like people who do felonious things, you know, armed robbery and things like that. The other half of the counties that had lots of that nutrient, okay, they didn't have it. Those people didn't have any of those issues at all. And it's published. It's a great, great study. Dr. Gerhard Schrauser did the study. He was one of my mentors. I just really appreciate him. And the only way you can determine this, and this is something you can do for your daughter, is get a hair analysis. A book, Rare Earth Ventures, in Chapter 11, tells you how to collect the hair, how to package it, where to ship it. 2-3 weeks later, you get the results. And then you read Chapter 11 again, it tells you how to interpret it. There's two major things you can get from sending that hair analysis in. Number one, you can tell if your daughter is absorbing nutrients, because if they're all below a certain line, you're not absorbing.
Mm-hmm.
Each bar for each different nutrient should be in sort of different levels, but in this sort of medium area, which says you're absorbing. If they're all below that line, that means you're not absorbing and you're in real trouble. You have to give up gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. That means everybody in the household, so there's no cross-contamination of the laundry and the food preparation services and so on. Encourage maximum absorption of nutrients. Secondly, there's a couple of particular nutrients. When they're missing, again, there's suicidal behavior. There's these mass murders, just like this 19-year-old kid that just shot up that garlic.
Well, and I would guess, Doc, with selenium and lithium, maybe?
Ah, lithium, yes. Lithium, that's the one.
Yep, orotate, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And so, of course, this is, we're a mineral company, and so we love it to be able to help. And when people take the 90 essential nutrients with extra, okay, or the lithium, guess what? All these behaviors go away very quickly, within weeks.
And Doc, let me preface this by saying we've got a resident psychiatrist, Dr. Peter Breggin, who has written a book called Medication Madness. He hates these antidepressant drugs, though he does admit, for a few people, they will work, but he doesn't like them and doesn't want to prescribe them to people. And I assume you're in the same camp.
Yes, very much so. And the reason is these antipsychotic drugs relieve symptoms, but they don't actually replace the nutrient that's missing. So the disease underneath that veil of reduced symptoms continues to get worse. And this is what we see in these shooters, like this 19-year-old kid in this Gilroy, California.
Yeah, horrible story. Horrible.
Yeah, horrible story. But see, he just got out of high school. He's just that age. And it's one of those things where they feel paranoid. And you go back to the Columbine shooters. One of my favorite ones, mass murder, is from 1891 to 1894. There is a medical doctor by the name of Mudgett, okay, and this Dr. Mudgett, okay, and he killed and ate 200 of his patients.
Jeez. He ate his patients?
Yeah, 200 of them over a four-year period, 1891 to 1894.
Oh, he's a cannibal and a serial killer.
Yeah, and so he killed and ate 200 of his patients, and his favorite weapon, of course, was an overdose of chloroform. And he ate them, so there was little evidence except for the records. Where'd all these people go? Well, there's a finger found over here and a head found over there. 200, this guy, in 4 years' time, killed and ate his patients. And he was a medical doctor. He went to school in medical school there in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan.
My home state, my hometown.
Yeah, and so it's really one of those terrible, terrible things. And actually, they started the series of Sherlock Holmes based on this guy's story.